Many years ago, the natives of a small tribal community were given a sundial. They were thrilled as they learned how to tell time by observing the shadow of the sun on its face. As days passed, this amazing instrument attracted such interest that the leaders of the tribe decided that it deserved some sort of worship. Large crowds gathered to worship the sundial. However, this created a problem. They now feared for the sundial's safety. It was decided that a beautiful building be built to house it. This, they thought, would protect it from any would-be thief. The project was completed and a formal celebration was announced. As thousands gathered, the leaders stood before the sundial, shocked at their discovery. The sundial was now useless. But rather than admit error, the leaders decided to preserve it as a shrine for future generations, thus preserving their dignity. Acts chapter 1. And you shall be my witness both in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. Just like the sundial, every Christian was intended to be out in plain view, reflecting the movements of God. We are to show forth His marvelous ways. It's upon our faces that the world should observe shadows of God's radiance. Matthew chapter 5. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. This passage challenges every believer to let their faith shine boldly in a dark world. Like the sundial, we should allow God's working in our lives to show forth His glory and majesty. As one devotional writer expressed, we tend to house our faith in beautiful buildings, hoping to preserve it. Have we enshrined our faith for future generations, hoping that they might guess what faith is all about? Has our faith become useless because of what we have done with it?